This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, take control of the show, 800-259-9231. This is a Saturday night edition, and we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as we are almost every night during the week, Monday through Saturday from 8 till 10 o'clock. It's Ian here with you.
And Mamwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described. Now, let's check on our voting status as well. I have not yet been there today.
What, from podcast hour?
Yeah.
I did just check on it, actually.
Okay, archives are there. Last 6 days, get them free. In fact, if you scroll down past day number six, you'll find a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and you will find that they give you access to months' worth of the show. All of it is free. freetalklive.com.
We appear to be number one by a small margin.
Like what, 3 votes or something?
No, it's more like 10,
okay,
17.
We have reclaimed the number one spot thanks to you. However, it's tenuous.
tenuous is putting it mildly.
And we need to be solidly number one for the entire month. So if you have yet to vote for Free Talk Live in the month of September, go now to vote.freetalklive.com. I guess we'll still do a little vote-a-thon tonight. Not quite as heavy as last night.
It was so valuable last month. I mean, London
Financial Times, Chicago Tribune. They didn't talk about us positively, but they talked about us.
Exactly. Please talk about me negatively.
Oh, absolutely. We love any kind of publicity here. And so it's thanks to your votes, the over 700 of you that voted for us last month. So come back this time. Do it again. Vote.freetalklive.com. And tell all your friends about Free Talk Live and what we're doing here. Of course, it is the show about your calls, so whatever you want to talk about goes. If you make the call, 800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So, yesterday we sort of strayed away from the New Orleans flood situation, mm-hmm. and I wanted to kind of come back to it tonight because there was such a great article over at lewrockwell.com by Mr. Rockwell himself.
Really?
This time out.
I don't know if I've heard an article by...
Oh, I'm sure you have.
Okay.
Anyway, let me share it with you. It's the state and the flood. Because we try to cover this situation, and it is a terrible, tragic situation, and our thoughts go out to the families and the people in that area, the Louisiana-Mississippi area of the country that their lives have been devastated by this. Being here in sunny Tampa Bay, Florida, it strikes a little close to home, even though it was all the way up there. I mean, we're familiar with hurricanes. So, with that, Llewellyn Rockwell Jr. says this: "No one can escape the influence of a prevailing ideology," wrote Ludwig von Mises, "and Gulf Coast residents know precisely what it means to be trapped, ostensibly by a flood, but actually by statist policies and ideological commitments," translation, big government, "that put the government in charge of crisis management and public infrastructure. For what we're seeing in New Orleans and the entire Gulf Coast region is the most egregious example of government failure in the United States since September 11th, 2001. Now, has CNN or Fox News or any of the big news companies been focusing on the fact that the people dying in New Orleans right now, the people drowning, the people starving, the people trapped in that city, are there because of government failure?
Because of government failure. I don't know if I go for that entirely. The government allowed it all.
That's right. Well, the government...
If it wasn't for a strong tax base, the mm-hmm. government wouldn't have been able to build the levees, and it wouldn't... You know...
Yes, okay, people did give their... Yes, people gave their money to the government, and then the government did stupid things with it that put everybody and their lives and their property at risk. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
So, yes, people did voluntarily choose to give their money to the men with guns pointing them at them.
I don't know if I'm going to go for all that. The thing is people put their trust in the government.
Foolishly.
They decided
to be apathetic about the whole process of government, which is a problem we have around the country. However, in the rest of the country, it didn't result in a city being built below sea level. People put their trust in this thing called government, and then they just sit back and they watch their TV and they go to their jobs and they experience their lives without really even considering the ramifications of what they've just done. They put their money and their sovereignty, their power, in the hands of these corrupt government officials, and they expect them to do the right thing, even though time after time it's shown that they don't. So with that, we'll continue. Mother Nature can be cruel, but even at her worst, she's no match for government. It was the glorified public sector, the one we're always told is protecting us, that's responsible for this. And though our public servants and sycophantic media will do their darn best to present this calamity as an act of nature, it was not, and it is not. Katrina came and went with far less damage than anyone expected. It was the failure of the public infrastructure and the response to it that brought down civilization. The levees that failed and caused New Orleans to be flooded, bringing a humanitarian crisis not seen in our country in modern times, were owned and maintained by the Army Corps of Engineers.
That's true.
The original levees surrounding the city below sea level were erected in 1718 and have been variously expanded since. But who knew that a direct hit by a hurricane would cause them to break? Well, as it turns out, quite a few people knew this. Ivor von Helden of Louisiana State University reports Newsday, quote, has developed flooding models for New Orleans and was among those issuing dire predictions as Katrina approached, warnings that turned out to be grimly accurate. He predicted that floodwaters would overcome the levee system, fill the low-lying areas of the city, and then remain trapped there well after the storm passed. Now that it's been almost a week, looks like he's pretty much right. Those waters are trapped there. They're saying it's going to take maybe a month to drain New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, that's the ridiculous thing, is, you know, the tragedy had to come.
Eventually.
That's how it all went. You know, and I mean, if they hadn't built the levees, I can kind of see New Orleans as it is. And how it came about and all that stuff. That kind of makes sense. It was gradual. It sank a few feet every decade or whatever.
Foolish mistake after foolish mistake.
I'm not ready to go all that far. I'm going to say that it was just
slow
and progressive.
Okay, so maybe the government that made these mistakes had the best interests of the people in mind. Maybe they thought that they were doing the right thing by building the levees.
They just weren't.
Right, they weren't. In typical government fashion, they had unintended consequences. In this case, the unintended consequence of building a levee system has resulted in a million people spread homeless throughout the South.
Here's the difficult part, though. New Orleans is laid out, plotted out. It's got city blocks, lots. Somebody owns each one of these little lots with a house on it. And what are they going to do when it just starts flooding? No insurance company is going to pay them off. You know, I mean, this is a complex and difficult problem to solve. What isn't a complex or difficult problem to solve is whether or not to rebuild New Orleans.
You're suggesting no.
Suggesting? I'm suggesting anyone who recommends rebuilding needs to look at the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get to rebuild New Orleans, I get to build my own city out in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico that's 62 feet below sea level and sinking.
Let me go to the phones, to the fun. Paul wants to change things up a bit with us. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello. Whoa. Paul's on hold. Hello? Paul's gone.
Okay.
All right. So he predicted floodwaters would overcome the levee system, fill the low-lying area of the cities. Van Heerden and other experts put some of the blame on the Mississippi River levees themselves because they channel silt directly into the Gulf of Mexico that otherwise would stabilize land along the riverside and slow the sinking of the coastline. He's hardly some lone nut. National Geographic ran a large article on the topic last year that begins with a War of the World scenario that reads precisely like this week's news from New Orleans. It's the Army Corps of Engineers that has been responsible for the dwindling of the coastline that has required the levees to be constantly reinforced with higher walls. But one problem, no one bothered to do this since 1965. That's only the beginning of the problems created by the Corps' levee management, or mismanagement, the history of which was documented by Mark Thornton following the last flood in 1999. Only the public sector can preside over a situation this precarious and display utter and complete inertia. After all, what do the bureaucrats have to lose? Nothing. More's coming back. Your thoughts on the flood, the New Orleans situation, gas prices, they're still up there, 800-259-9231 or whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of different medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water. Yes, I said drinking water.
but not just any water. You need electrolyzed, oxidized water, or EO from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. They are also safe and effective for topical treatments of acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throats, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed oxidizing water solutions for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit rpa-biotech.com. For more information or ordering, call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Saturday night edition. We're here live, as always. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph. We put them up on the Shrine. And it is not a beauty contest. It is for women of all shapes and sizes and colors. And you can check it out. freetalklive.com.
Even vegetarians.
Yes, we'll even allow vegetarians on there.
As a matter of fact, we don't even care whether there's women. Whether they're women or not.
Stop it.
We don't care. All you have to do.
We're not rehashing this.
All you have to do. I'm not. Whoa. I am not going to ever leave this alone. Until we only have females in the Shrine of Female Listeners.
800-259-9231. So, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. You'd be good now. All right. So we're talking. You can join us online, and you can also vote for the show. We'd really appreciate it if you haven't done it yet in September. Vote.freetalklive.com. All right. So we're talking about the state and the flood. New Orleans, Louisiana, as they call it there, was, of course, devastated. That's what I was told by a lot of people when I was there.
Yeah.
Anyway, was devastated by the floodwaters as a result of the levees breaking that the Army Corps of Engineers originally built and then subsequently just stopped maintaining back in the 60s, pretty much. Well, we're reading this from LouRonquil.com. Only the public sector can preside over a situation this precarious and display utter and complete inertia. That means not doing anything. What do these people have to lose? They're not real owners. There are no profits or losses at stake. They don't have to answer to risk-obsessed insurance companies who insist on premiums matching even the most remote contingencies. So as long as it seems to work, they're glad to go about their business in the soporific style famous to all public sectors everywhere. And yes, look at them all, whether it be the Department of Motor Vehicles or whether it be the Bureau of Land Management that just doesn't care about the results. There is no market incentive, no market functions that are operating on these people. All they have to do is show up to work, and in some cases don't even have to show up on time, and collect their paychecks. It doesn't matter to them what the status of whatever it was they were managing is when they're done. They just collect their pension down the road, and because of sovereign immunity, can never be blamed for any of the problems that come down the road. It's a sick, twisted situation. But yet nobody sees it that way. Everybody just kind of shrugs their shoulders and figures, well, it's the government. They're looking out for us. Well, in this case, they clearly were not.
Looking out well enough.
Yeah, well, they never can look out well enough. It's assumed that they can do this job.
The nature of governments that they cannot.
Right, it's presumed by everyone that, oh, it's government, they can do this job, but they can't. They can't do anything right. They can't keep drugs out of prisons, they can't manage land, they can't keep animals from going extinct, they can't do anything right. And if you think they can, if there's something out there that you think government does right, okay, yes, they're pretty good at killing people, they're pretty good at blowing things up, destructive things they're decent at. But beyond that, anything constructive or positive, you name it, 1-800-259-9231. Llewellyn Rockwell says, and failure of one structure has highlighted the failures of other structures. The levees could not be repaired in a timely manner because roads and bridges built and maintained by government could not withstand the pressure from the flood. They broke down. And again, it's critical to keep in mind that none of this was caused by Hurricane Katrina as such. It was the levee break that led to the calamity. As the New York Times points out, quote, it was not the water from the sky, but the water that broke through the city's protective barriers that had changed everything for the worst. When the levees gave way in some critical spots, streets that were essentially dry in the hours immediately after the hurricane passed, were several feet deep in water on Tuesday morning.
You know, that's the real tragedy here is insurance companies aren't going to pay because insurance companies will pay for wind and water damage, the damage done by a hurricane. They will not pay for flood damage.
For failure of government.
Well, no, it's the flood damage.
Right.
And
because of failure of government.
Well, in this case, it is.
Indeed, at 4 o'clock on Monday, August 29th, all seemed calm and reports of possible calamity seemed overwrought. 2 hours later, the reports began to appear about the levee. A period of some 12 hours lapsed between when the hurricane passed through and when the water came rushing into the city. There's some dispute about precisely when the levees broke. Some say they were broken during long before anyone discovered it, which is another outrage. There was no warning system. There's no question that plenty of time was available between their breakage and the flooding to enable people to make other arrangements, and perhaps for the levees to even be repaired.
Mm-hmm.
People were relieved that the rain subsided and the effects of Katrina were far less egregious than anyone expected. That's when disaster struck. Let's go to the phones to Fernando in Austin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello, Nando.
How you doing?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Listen, I was just thinking that maybe y'all did have a point about not rebuilding New Orleans, you know, if it's going to cost so much money.
Certainly not with taxpayer dollars. I mean, if you want to go in and privately raise funds to rebuild it, have fun. I don't think that the taxpayers should be fleeced for it, though.
No, I don't think the taxpayers should have to pay for it either because, I mean, if we do pay for it, what are the chances that it'll happen again?
Well, at some point or another,
every 20 years,
it's going to happen. I mean, because the government's going to be in charge of building and maintaining the levees, and Well, New Orleans is going to continue to sink. It's not going to stay at 62 feet below sea level.
Yeah, I didn't know it was sinking. That's interesting.
It's going to get lower because, well, as they said, the silt...
They keep rebuilding.
Well, the silt right. keeps on traveling down the Mississippi because of the levee system. You know, we have an unnatural system there. Unfortunately, we're just going to have to let that go into the Gulf.
Well, it's funny that, I've seen a whole report on the whole thing on television on the Discovery Channel about the New Orleans deal and the levees. And it seemed to me that it took just way too long after the storm for them to actually... It seems like the government just waited to see if the levees were going to hold or not, rather than going in there and trying to take people out.
They didn't want
to. Those donuts are just so tasty, you know. You really don't want to leave the office when you work for the government, apparently.
Yeah, it's pretty... You know, I guess it was pretty dangerous in there, and they sure didn't want to take any chances of that water come rolling through and kill people, or themselves at least.
That's right. And it's funny how the mayor, for the first 2 days before the storm even got hit in New Orleans, he must have known something or knew had a good idea of what was going on because he was urging people to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't saying, well, hold off and, you know, take shelter somewhere. He was saying, you shouldn't be here. The best thing to do is leave the city.
You know what I really what really bugs me is the exalted positions, the exaltedness with which they hold the esteem with which they hold the mayor and the governor. And I saw a headline the other day that said people are saying that Rudolph Giuliani should be brought in to direct the relief effort. As though these individuals have some sort of special ability to centrally control and micromanage everything than everyone else does. These people are just people, too. And the mayor of New Orleans doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He figured he would get through another 4 years. He figured he'd get through 4 years of being in office, collect a pension after that, and be done with it. You know, maybe get some sexual favors from some of the bureaucrats in the office and just enjoy a nice little mayorly time like most people do. But here he is with a disaster on his hands. Do you have to go through disaster training class to be a mayor? No! You just get elected. These people don't know anything. Fernando, final thoughts.
Well, I just have to say that we should all pray for those people and that, you know, we have to realize that it's not their fault.
Well, if you do the praying thing, then by all means, pray for them. Right. Thanks for your call, man. 800-259-9231. It certainly is not the fault of the people living in New Orleans. They didn't know. I mean, they figured they'd be safe. They were wrong. More coming back. This is your show, 800-259-9231. It's what happens when you trust the government.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, and it's your show, the Saturday Night Edition. As always, unfortunately, it seems like we have to be the bearer of the bad news in tragic situations like this, man. Which,
yeah.
And, it's not a role that I relish, but it's at the same time a role that I think is necessary.
Well, the thing is people often want to hide their heads in the sand about what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's the same as this Shrine of Female Listeners issue that we have going on with Bridget.
Okay.
It's the same thing. As a matter of fact, right here, I have a post that I've written, and I think the fact is, if you're hiding from these facts, which is it's a Shrine of Female Listeners, a female being of or denoting the sex that produces ova or bears young.
If you want to read his post, go to bbs.freetalklive.com.
Bridget, not a female.
Had enough, man.
Unqualified.
You're just angry that you're losing the poll. Now, if you want to go and vote on the poll, go to poll. If you want to back Manwich up, go to poll.freetalklive.com. I wrote that question fairly, Manwich, that poll question.
I'm not saying you didn't.
About Bridget.
I'm just saying the majority is deluded.
You're just angry.
And if the majority is deluded.
You're angry because you're in the minority. You thought for sure.
In this poll.
Because I remember when we put that poll up there, you thought for sure. Because I thought maybe we should only open it to the existing Shriners, the women who are already on the Shrine. And you thought, oh no, they'll vote in Ian's favor, so we should open it to the entire public. And I said, okay, fine. So we opened it to the entire public as to whether or not Bridget, the transgendered Shriner, should be on the Shrine. So if you want to go vote and help Manwich out, make him be able to gloat,
you just made
maybe,
my point.
What are you talking about?
These transgendered Shriners should be on the transgender Shrine.
It's my Shrine, and I'll decide who's on the Shrine. Now, right now, the majority are with me. At poll.com.
My only point is not, it has nothing to do with the majority. It has to do with the fact that the majority
like
is deluded.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Let's go to the phones, do the fun to Mo in Austin. Oh, wait. Mo, hang on a second. We got to talk about flowers.
Give calorie free birthday fun with 1-800-Flowers.com's best selling flower birthday cake. Or celebrate summer occasions with great savings on grower specials. Visit their website every week for limited time offers on fresh flowers at terrific values. Use code FTL, that's Free Talk Live, FTL, at checkout to save 10% towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and so much more. Call, click, or come in, 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
So we've been talking about the truth behind the New Orleans situation with Hurricane Katrina. She did some destruction, probably brought some power lines down, damaged some buildings. Terrible stuff happens as a result of hurricanes, no doubt about it. Some people are displaced from their homes. However, the people that are displaced and the people that are dying in New Orleans today are dying because of the failure of the government, which, of course, is inevitable. Government always fails at everything it tries. So why are we surprised when the government levees ended up breaking and flooding the entire city? And, of course, that's when the true disaster struck. Yes, Hurricane Katrina was a disaster. It was a natural disaster. But this one was partly man-made, government-made.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll get back to the Lou Rockwell thing here in a bit, but let's go to Mo in Austin. Mo, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
All right there. I thought instead of, you see on all the news stations, it's like dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, and then it says Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
Well, better maybe they could call it, and really like push this logo, Levy of Shame.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or levy of neglect, or the levy disaster, you know.
Neglectful bureaucrats.
And it's not too hard for me to imagine just certain folks delighting in this is like a little beta test, like, oh, good, let's see what goes, what happens when people go crazy and everything, you know.
That'd be pretty sick, but I suppose there could be somebody out there like that.
It's not too hard to imagine, like, with all the cameras everywhere, years later, a BBC documentary, you know, and here we see a pack of hunger-ravaged cannibal civilians going crazy, and they're meeting another group of crossways. It's just fascinating. And that's...
No, you're quite good at that.
Well, it's yucky and ghoulish, but dang it, I think some folks say, as far as, like, the so-called secret societies, there's two, like, warring factions, and one says, the slave shall serve. And then the other says, aren't we supposed to kind of be nice to everybody and, you know, do it like that?
And, well, I suppose if you believe in all that stuff, I mean, I'm not really sure about all that, Mo.
Oh, I'm sure that I'm not sure.
Okay.
but from what I've read and stuff, with the folks who think that they're doing, magic and that they're called to, you know, be the terrible masters, strangely enough, the true wicked sorcerers, really, their fondest hope...
How did we go from talking about the hurricane to magicians and sorcerers? I must have missed something. What?
Well, here's the point on that. Just because I'm Captain Segway, but we'll come back to that.
Okay.
Is that their fondest hope, it seems like probably the evilest folks who think they're doing some magical work and fulfilling a role of tyranny, that their fondest hope is to see humanity...
Are there people that grow up thinking, you know, there's really some roles to be filled, and I want to be tyrannical when I grow up?
I don't think they do.
I think they just didn't have so many friends, and they're like, fine.
No. This is bred into everyone. They have leadership classes in high school.
Yeah, right.
They tell you it's right to make other people do what you want, and if they don't do it, shoot them.
I didn't take that class.
That's precisely what they tell you. That's what civics class is all about.
Didn't take it.
My little, they made me play football when I was little to make everybody proud. Hmm. And my little nephew was asking about a ball game. He goes, who do you like better, Minnesota or Michigan? Whoever the heck it was. And I go, well, I kind of like them both. And he said...
But you have to pick a side.
He said, but who do you want to win? And I said, well, I just hope they all had a good time.
Oh, that's so sweet, Mo.
Anyway, thanks. People, here's the back to Louisiana. Sir. Folks, we should show our hateful, neglectful masters what good people we are, and people open their homes up to refugees and just...
That's probably happening already, but... Yeah,
I'm scared careful. Of that.
I'm scared to do that. Be real careful about it.
Right.
Because you don't know who those people are.
That's true.
Mo, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So, it's when the levee broke that disaster truly struck New Orleans. The municipal government itself relocated to Baton Rouge, even as the city pumps failed as well. Meanwhile, the Army Corps of Engineers apparently had no viable plan to even make repairs. They couldn't bring in the massive barges and cranes needed because the bridges were down and broken, or couldn't be opened without electricity. For public relations purposes, they dumped tons of sand into one breach, even as another levee was breaking.
Hmm.
But even that PR move failed, since most helicopters were being used to move people from spot to spot. Another classic case of miscalculation. Many bloggers had the sense that the public sector essentially walked away. But the police and their guns and nightsticks were out in full force, which is something that we need to refocus on here, because the media loves to brand New Orleans right now, the situation there, as anarchy, which it is not. Anarchy means without rule. So, if there were no police, no governmental so-called authority in New Orleans anywhere, then, yes, you could brand it as anarchy. But as long as the cops are there, that's not accurate. The accurate term is chaos. Anyway, the cops are out in full force, not arresting criminals, but instead pushing around the innocent and giving mostly bad instruction. The 10,000 people who had been corralled into the Superdome were essentially under house arrest from the police who were keeping them there, preventing them from getting fresh air. A guy jumped from 50 feet up in the Superdome, killing himself because he tried to leave and was prevented from leaving by the cops. More coming back. This is your... He said he had nothing else to live for. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything that's in here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the live streaming we have. Whether it be a broadband version of the show that you require or a dial-up version, we have it for you at freetalklive.com. And it's free. And you can vote for us. We are currently number one at podcastalley.com, but not by very many votes. So we
not
need
by
you.
Much at all.
We need you to go right now, if you have yet to go this month of September, to go to vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. And what do you have to do when you get there, man? Which is so simple.
All you got
to
do is enter your email address. They'll send you back a confirmation to your email, that email address that you put in, and then you click on the confirmation that came through your email, and that's it. I don't think it takes a full minute.
Less than a minute. And it's free, of course, Free Talk Live. Vote.freetalklive.com. And tell all your friends, instant message your friends, email your family members, let them know about this show, and ask them to vote as well. All right, so we're talking about, and we are still talking about, and of course, everybody apparently is talking about what's happening in New Orleans, Louisiana. Unlike the rest of talk radio, which...
I think we should stop calling it New Orleans. It's now underwater, because you can't have names for places that are in the middle
of the Lakefront, Louisiana?
Yeah.
What do you want to call it?
I don't know.
Well, now you're going to have to think of something.
The fact is, it's a portion of the Gulf of Mexico now. It is not New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay, fair enough. The place formerly known as New Orleans.
City formerly known.
All right. But anyway, we've been talking about this from a bit of a different perspective, and there's plenty of shows out there that are going to cover it from the human tragedy perspective, are going to focus on what you can do to make a difference, and if you, you know, want to make a difference, get in touch with organizations like the Red Cross. I know there's a lot of people that don't like the Red Cross, but they're the first group that comes to mind when I think of disaster relief. If there's another group out there you'd like us to mention, I'd be happy to. But get in touch with them, and they'll tell you where to go and what to do and how to help out. So it's one thing to focus on the human tragedy aspect, and that deserves to be focused on. These people need help, okay? No doubt. It's
right.
Tragic. Their lives have been torn apart. But we would be remiss to not talk about the real circumstances of why Nawlins, or the place formerly known as Nawlins, is underwater right now. And the reason why is because the government was involved in placing it below sea level in the first place via the Levee system, which was built by the government, the Army Corps of Engineers, which failed, which was really why people are dying and trapped in the place formerly known as Nawlins. It's hard to understand this.
This is what people would want, though.
What do you mean, what people would
want? This is what the citizens of Nawlins and would want for their cities. They would have want Levees built, and they would have want them maintained better. But they would have want them built anyway, because there's people's property there. The little plots of land. I got a little plot of land. I got my house on it. And if that thing goes underwater and the insurance won't pay for it, I'm in big, big trouble. All the money I've got's in my property, basically.
I understand that.
If it goes under, because nobody owns...
Too bad you bought property in a city below sea level, which was, again, encouraged by the state. Anyway, let me get back to this article from LouRockwell.com called The State in the Flood. Well, the police... While the city, most of the city people bailed out, the cops were certainly there in full force. The 10,000 people corralled into the Superdome essentially were under house arrest from the police who were keeping them there, preventing them from getting fresh air. A day later, the water and the food were running out, people were dying, and the sanitary conditions becoming disastrous. Finally, someone had the idea of shipping all these people, Soviet-like, to Houston to live in the Astrodome, as if they are not people with volition, but instead cattle. After evacuations, the looting began and created a despicable sight of criminal gangs stealing everything in sight as the police looked on when they weren't busy joining in. Now the scene offers its own lessons. Why don't looting and rampant criminality occur every day, everywhere? The police are always there, and so are the hoodlums and criminals. What's the missing element?
It's a good question.
Well, according to Lou Rockwell, the missing element was the bourgeoisie. Now, that had either left by choice or had been kicked out. That just means normal people, right?
Right, pretty much.
Left by choice.
Middle class.
Or had been kicked out. It is they who keep the peace. And had any of them stayed around to protect their property, we don't have to speculate what the police would have done. They would arrest them. Because it was a mandatory evacuation order. So
yeah,
what happens?
That's really the question. Everybody there, it's supposed to be evacuated. Why are the cops there anyway?
Well, it was a mandatory evacuation order. So what happens when the government orders people to do things?
They're supposed to do them.
The good law-abiding citizens go right ahead. If the government orders you to turn in your weapons or turn in your gold like they did earlier on in the 20th century,
mm-hmm.
The good law-abiding citizens nod their heads and say, "We understand, government. We will follow you. We will follow your orders."
Yep.
And then there's, so the good people, the good law-abiding people that would normally defend their businesses and their homes, leave. That leaves two warring factions, the criminal element and the government. So now we see what we have when we put those two factions together in the same place, in the same tragedy-struck zone. Now, in the coming weeks, as it becomes ever more obvious that the real problem was not the hurricane, but the failure of the infrastructure to work properly, the political left is going to have a heyday. They'll point out that Bush cut spending for the Army Corps of Engineers, that money allocated to reinforcing the levees and fixing the pumps had been cut to pay for other things, that we're reaping what we've sown from failing to support the public sector. So they'll, you know, come at it from, well,
yes,
we clearly needed more money. The ever-stupid right will come to the defense of Bush in the Iraq war that has completely absorbed this regime's attention, pointing out that Bush is actually a big and compassionate spender who cares about infrastructure while demanding that people recognize his greatness along with all other pieties that have become staples of modern conservatism.
Yeah.
But this is a superficial critique and a defense that doesn't get to the root of the problem with public services. NASA spends and spends and still can't seem to make a reliable space shuttle. The public schools absorb many times more, thousands times more in resources than private schools do, and still can't perform well. The federal government spends trillions over years to so-called protect the country and can't fend off a handful of malcontents with an agenda. So, too, Congress can allocate $1 trillion to fix every levy, fully preventing the last catastrophe, but not the next one. More coming back. It's your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Doing our vote-a-thon as we do in the beginning of every month, because every month our vote totals reset over at podcastalley.com, which is probably the world's most respected podcast listing website, at least by members of the media. So being number one at PodcastAlley.com means Free Talk Live gets free press. And so thanks to your votes last month, we were number one for the majority of the month, finished up the month at number two. We want to be number one all month this month. So with your help, we can do it. So just go to vote.freetalklive.com. Take you less than a minute of your time. Tell your friends to go to vote.freetalklive.com. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Focusing on the real story behind the flooding in New Orleans. And of course, the real story is it's the government's fault for building levees in the first place, for encouraging people to build below sea level, which no sane private entity would ever do. No sane private entity would do what you want to do, man, which and that is build a city 60 feet below sea level in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, it's not just... I know that if I get the billions of dollars allocated from the federal government that they're going to give to this nonsense of rebuilding New Orleans, mm-hmm. that if I then get to build my own competing sub-water level city that I'll get billions and billions of dollars to spend on whatever I want. It'll be great. I'll
yes.
build my own city in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico,
and
just like these dorks are going to
do. Isle of Manwich.
Yes. It's going to be wonderful. I'm going to build big walls and keep the water out. It'll be great.
So we're trying to focus on the real cause of the problem here. The problem, Katrina was just a fraction of the problem. The problem was the Army Corps of Engineers neglecting levees, and the problem was putting the government in charge of all this in the first place. And
when you say that the Army Corps of Engineers was neglecting levees, it leaves the door open to that, we could do government better.
Thank you. There's no better way to do this. The
government
best way is to get government out of
it. Up. It
Thank
doesn't
you.
Matter if it's Democrats or Republicans,
right.
liberals or conservatives. All you idiots can't do it.
Well, and here's why. Lou Rockwell says the problem's of public ownership itself. It's not who's doing the managing.
It's the very nature of it.
Right. It's encouraged people to adopt a negligent attitude towards such obvious risks. Private owners, developers and owners, in contrast, demand to know every possible scenario as a way to protect their property.
Mm-hmm.
But public owners have no real stake in the outcome and lack the economic capacity to calibrate resource allocation
and
to risk assessment.
If they did care, if they're like, what's happening with our levees? What's happening with, one person out
uh-huh.
there? Nobody, they'd shut him up.
Yeah.
If he made too much noise, they'd shoot him.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, government manages without responsibility or even competence. Can levees and pumps and disaster management really be privatized? Not only can they be, but they must be if we want to ever avoid more apocalypses of this sort. William Buckley used to poke fun at libertarians and their plans for privatizing garbage collection, but this disaster shows much more than that must be in private hands. It's not a trivial issue. Our survival may depend on it. It's critically important that the management of the whole of this nation's infrastructure be turned over to private management and ownership. Only in private hands can there be a possibility of a match between expenditure and performance, between risk and responsibility, between the job that needs to be done and the means to accomplish it. The list of public sector failures hardly stops there. The outrageous insistence that no one be permitted to gouge only creates shortages in critically important goods and services when they're needed the most. It's at times of extreme need that prices most need to be free to change so the consumers and producers can have an idea of what's needed and what's in demand. Absent those signals, people don't know what to conserve and what to produce. Bush was on national television declaring the feds would have zero tolerance towards gouging, which is another way of saying zero tolerance towards free markets.
Mm-hmm.
If Nolan stands any chance of coming back, it will only be because private enterprise does the rebuilding, one commercial venture at a time. Bush's kind of talk guarantees a future of mire and muck, the remote possibility of prosperity and peace sacrificed on the altar of interventionism. More coming up.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you...